Thank you for calling customer care. My name is Kristen. May I please have your zip code to further assist you?
42303.
42303?
Yes.
One moment. Your first and last name?
Angela Jackson.
One moment. Let me try and locate an account for you.
Yeah, I need to talk to the fraud department. That's what I need.
All right, I have to get your account located first. What's the beginning of your email address?
JEF. I didn't do it on that email, though. I did it on my phone, which starts with MUTTON.
One moment. I'm going to try your phone number. I haven't located anything under your name. Okay, do you mind giving me that full email address?
I don't even know if I know what it is. Because I never use it. I never, you know, this will be the last time I order anything on my phone.
What's the amount you're being billed?
Well, what I did, I've got an order ID number for a mixer that was online. I was authorized for $2. You're supposed to get it for $2. I surely should have known better that it wasn't real. But anyway, on that very day, on April 29th, I was charged $7.95. And then on May 3rd, from the exact same people, $56.95. Those two charges have to come off my account. I haven't seen any sign of a mixer. I don't even want it now after all this. But, I only authorized $2, and $2 did not come out. $7.95 did, and $56.95 did. And those got numbers on them. If those will help, it's 8. It says, this is on my...
What's the order ID number?
The order ID number, I screen printed it, thank goodness, 259-951-655.
One moment. I don't know why it looks like it's not processing this number. It's froze. Give me one moment, okay?
Okay.
It's the system just freezing up. I'm trying to restart it really quick, so just a moment. All right, so finally I got it back up. Do you mind giving me, I know you said the beginning of that number was 259. It didn't take it, so can you give me that one more time?
Sure. 259-951-655.
All right, I have your account coming up. The email address, jeff4goff@att.net, correct?
Yes.
Okay, I'm getting that pulled up now. Just a moment. All right, for security purposes, can you verify that street address?
7455 State Route 1389, Owensboro, Kentucky 42303.
Thank you. So I do see where you signed up for that mixer and you're wanting to cancel this account.
Yeah, because like I said, I authorized $2 to get it, which I thought I could, it's unbelievable. And all the comments on Facebook or online or whatever said, oh, it's real, we got ours, I love it, blah, blah, blah. Then you could order this kit to go with it with the, utensils and, I guess, beaters and whatever else you might need. But anyway, I didn't authorize any of that. So, right, I want this, both of these items taken off my account.
Right. So what it is, it doesn't look like it's two separate items. It looks like you entered a contest to have a chance to win. And when doing so, it signs up for a Bites Hub membership. And I understand you're wanting to get this canceled out. So just give me one moment and I'll get the account canceled. I'm going to place you on a brief hold.
Okay.
And I am still here. One more moment, okay?
Okay, I'll be right back. Hello.
Yes, ma'am. So are you ready for that cancellation number?
Yeah, let me write this down. Now, are you going to refund these two amounts for me?
Well, I can't refund that shipping charge of that $7.95 that was paid to the Postal Services. Now, the $56.95, I will have to see what I can do.
I want them both off. I did not authorize anybody to do anything other than enter a drawing and pay $2, period.
Right.
No other ifs, ands, or buts.
That you entered that drawing, ma'am, which means you agreed to the terms and conditions.
Nope. We agreed to $2. That's all I agreed to.
All right.
Now, what's the cancellation number?
Because the charge is valid. The cancellation number is C as in Charlie, 132-6584.
Okay, and what am I getting for this thing, this $7.95?
That's just the shipping if you have a chance to win, ma'am. So if you win, you'll get the product shipped to you for only the shipping charge.
See, that's just a fraud. I'm going to report y'all to fraud because you're already
your bank has already contacted
like that.
Us, ma'am. We have to provide your bank with the IP address and the terms and conditions before they approve the charge. So there wouldn't be anything that could be done about the charge. But just give me one moment. Let me make sure your account is canceled. All right, so your account is completely canceled. I'm going to speak with my supervisor to see what she'll allow me to do about these charges. Just give me one moment.
Okay, and you're talking about the $56.95?
About both of them, ma'am, so just give me a moment.
Thank you.
Thank you for holding. So I am going to be able to refund the $56.95 and the $7.95. They do take 3 to 5 business days. I can give you your refund number when you're ready.
Okay. Refund number. I'm ready.
That is R as in Robert, 259-998-126.
Okay. R259-998-126.
Correct.
Okay. Okay. And what was your name?
Kristen.
Kristen. Is that with a C or a K?
K. K-R-I-S-T-E-N.
Okay. Now, I have one other question. Are you True Products or are you Trendy Products?
We're just a third-party call center, so our charge can pretty much show up under anything.
Oh, I see. Okay. Okay. All right, then. Well, I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you for calling customer care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.